You know, it's amazing because you learn so much about your family. I mean, you went 200 years back on my mother's side and 200 years back on my father's side, and I just found out things I didn't know at all. And one of the things that he also tells you is, you know, distant cousins that you're related to who are, you know, well known. And you know, I found out I'm related to Nixon. He did some good things.
But.
And
but let me interrupt here. I don't know anything about this. But,
okay.
But first of all, how does he trace this back to Richard Nixon?
Well, he literally does. You literally do like a cheek swab.
Oh, so it's DNA.
It's DNA as well as just they have genealogists who actually go back and they look and they find pieces of real, you know, like censuses and.
Now, did they do a cheek swab on President Nixon?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
See, it's fascinating, but there's this commercial on TV where a guy comes on and he says, "Well, I was skeptical, and then I typed in my thing on my deal, and turns out my grandparents lived next door to the Wright brothers. Well, who forgot to tell me that?" And I'm screaming, "No, they didn't live next to the Wright brothers. It's a lie. It's a scam." But you're related to Richard Nixon in the sense that all humans are related.
No,
isn't that pretty much what it is?
No, apparently we're distant cousins.
Distant cousins.
As well as Jimmy Carter. Marilyn Monroe. I can see the resemblance.
Yeah.
And Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. You're related to your husband. How are you related to your husband?
10th cousin once removed. It was a little upsetting. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I bet I would go in there and I'll bet you I'm related to those same people.
But it was on PBS. You have to believe PBS.